Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Tuesday evening. All of the nonsense continues up there on Capitol Square. And I do believe that the complete and total meltdown of Tucker Carlson is just about complete at this point. Tucker Carlson has now devoted time to chatting with this Nick Fuentes. Nick Fuentes has been so determined throughout the years to brutally attack Charlie Kirk first when Charlie was alive, and now his widow, Erica. I don't honestly know why anybody would want to chat with him. Fuentes is... Well, let me tell you how Charlie Kirk described him. Vermin. Vermin. But according to this clip, and I have not heard it or seen it yet, it just popped up on my screen. But, Germ, I'm going to send this to you. I don't know how long it runs, and perhaps we can get this. It's a minute. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm just going to send this to you now, and if you can turn it around quickly, I would appreciate it because I would like to hear it. He spent, I guess, an hour. With Fuentes, chatting with Fuentes, or perhaps more than an hour. And I have been off of Tucker Carlson for a while. I've been so thoroughly disappointed and disgusted in some of the stuff he's done recently. It's appalling. Just appalling. So, Jerm, I just sent that to you. Do me a favor, grab that, and if you can get that up for us quickly, I'd appreciate it. I've got some other stuff that you and I need to take a listen to. This Zoran Mamdani, who, by all accounts, probably going to be mayor of New York. He's clearly the leader of the Democrat Party now. Take a listen to what he has to say. Cut number one.
In the first question, there is this setting up of a context where this idea of hyper-local and international. And I think that for anyone to care about these issues, we have to make them hyper-local. We have to make clear that when the boot of the NYPD is on your neck, it's been laced by the IDF. Right? We have to make, not specifically that example all the time, but just to say that for working class people who have very little time, who have so many stresses, who are under so many pressures, there isn't that much time for symbolism. We have to make it materially connected to their life. And I think that what opportunity we have is that we are in a country where those connections abound, especially in New York City. You have so many opportunities to make clear the ways in which that struggle over there is tied to capital's interest over here.
Wow. So when the NYPD's boot is on your neck, you have to remind people it is laced by the IDF. This guy hates Jews and he hates cops. And sitting here is the only former Jew who is a cop, you know, well, still a Jew, but not a cop anymore. That's troubling. It's troubling. God only knows what's going to happen to New York City in the years to come with that lunatic as mayor. It's not going to be pretty. It really is. It's going to be very, very ugly. I will tell you that some people are firmly convinced that when Donald Trump leaves office, when he's no longer president, somehow, some way, he's packing up this East Wing ballroom and taking it with him, I guess. They're lunatics over at PBS. I thought they were all shutting down. Remember, PBS and NPR promised us without taxpayer, they would all go away. Well, doggone it, they're still around. Cut number four.
Good evening and welcome to Washington Week. I want to start with an apology. We pride ourselves here on our accuracy, but we realized very late in the day that our backdrop is no longer correct because it still features the East Wing of the White House. Let me show you where it used to be. So this right here, that was the East Wing. Now it's a hole. That's just a hole next to the White House. Over here, that's the West Wing. That's still standing as far as we know, although I'm not there right now to prove it. In the back here, you got the that's the Empire State Building. And over there, that's LAX. And also we got a cold front moving in from Ohio. So break out your sweaters. Anyway, we'll fix the picture to reflect the new reality once Congress restores our funding. The list I read at the top of the show, that's not even all of the norm-busting news from this week. Tonight, our overall subject is impunity. How does a president get to knock down the East Wing? Is that even legal? By what authority does he do the things he does?
Well, whoever you might be at PBS, he's doing it just like every other president has done it. I know you hate Trump. No, believe me, I know. I wrote it down so I didn't forget it. Although you guys did promise me you were going to vanish without taxpayer funding, and there you are, still peddling crap. Maybe you sold some additional tote bags or something. Maybe that's what's going on. The White House has been changed and renovated and remodeled since the day that the cornerstone was laid. It is continually renovated. It has continually been remodeled. Presidents of both political parties in the modern age have done it. Presidents in political parties we don't even have anymore did it. The whole idea of the White House, as envisioned by the founders, was that it was not a palace. It was not for royalty. So therefore, it could be remodeled. It could be made to work for the current age. It was not to be preserved as a tribute to King George Washington, because George Washington was not a king. That's when we kicked all the kings out, and yet you guys still keep acting like there's a king around, or there could be a king around. This is renovation and remodeling. It's all that it is. And the East Wing had, as we know, because we reviewed this, a very small ballroom. Now, PBS Yacker, you and I don't need a giant ballroom because we're not throwing state dinners for more than 150, 200 people. However, the President of the United States is. And every president who's done that, Democrat and Republican, has complained about the fact that the White House doesn't actually have a ballroom. So this president said, let's get the stinking ballroom built. It's all that's happening. All right, we've got that audio from Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes. We'll listen to that in a moment. You don't want to miss this. I personally have decided that Tucker Carlson, along with Candace Owens, are, they're just dead to me at this point. James River Air text line is always available to you. That's never dead to anybody. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 521, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is Tuesday, and we're going to get rain. I can say that with some degree of authority because I'm looking at the forecast here. Everybody's getting rain at some point today and tomorrow. All sorts of thunderstorms to start the day, and eventually they'll fade off. But tomorrow morning at 6, especially, you're going to be headed out, trying to get out and about. There's going to be some heavy rain, serious thunderstorms. So you'd be listening to Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera anyway, but especially tomorrow, you want to have it turned on. So I just got this couple of clips, I guess, all about Nick Fuentes and Tucker Carlson. So we're going to listen to that in a moment. I do want to remind you, we've got a pair of tickets to go and see Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson November the 12th at JPJ in Charlottesville. I want to make it nice and easy for you. Caller number 4 right now, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Caller number 4, you'll get a pair of tickets. You'll go see Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson, John Paul Jones Arena, out there in Charlottesville on November the 12th. All right, Germ, before you answer calls, do me a favor. Press play. Let's hear Carl's.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes.
How do you explain Mike Huckabee, Ted Cruz, and there are a lot like that, John Bolton. I mean, I've known them all. George W. Bush, like Karl Rove. I mean, all people I know personally who I've seen like be seized by this brain virus, and they're not Jewish. Most of them are self-described Christians, and then the Christian Zionists who are, well, Christian Zionists. Like, what is that?
Right.
And I could just say for myself, I dislike them more than anybody, you know, because like what? Because it's Christian heresy and I'm offended by that as a Christian. That's why. So I don't, like, why not? Like, I'm pissed at the neocons, very pissed. I've said that a million times. I've been mad since December of 2003 when I went to Iraq. And so, like, I went and asked straightforward questions to Ted Cruz because that seemed like he was a sitting senator who's like serving for Israel by his own description. He seemed like a worthy target. I'm not going after MTG, who's like the most sincere. Like, why not go after Ted Cruz? I don't understand.
So he hates Christian Zionists. Why? You know, I look at those folks who are Zionists, and all that Zionism means is that the Jewish people have a homeland. That's the entire definition of Zionism. Nothing more, nothing less. It's not bigger. It's not smaller. And so passionate Christians who care about preserving Israel and making sure that the Jewish people, of whom Jesus is one, have their own homeland. I am calling anti-Semitism on Tucker Carlson. I don't know any other way to describe this nonsense anymore. I have tried to be as generous with him as possible, but I just don't see it any way now, anything other than that. I don't know how you can excuse, how anybody can excuse the nonsense that he is now involved in. And this Nick Fuentes interview, I have not watched it, and now I'm really trying to determine if I will or will not watch it. Because I know how Nick Fuentes felt about Charlie Kirk and his wife. Candace Owens, forget about it. I've already written Candace Owens off. That's been a long time. There's just no logic left with her. She is so consumed with hate for Jews that it is on full display 100% of the time. Tucker Carlson, I thought maybe was just misunderstood, or maybe it was his nuance, or it's his weird laugh, or it's his weird whatever. But man, I'm done. I think that's it. As far as Tucker Carlson is concerned. All right, 5:35, let's do something fun, all right? No, seriously, we got Broadway in Richmond. I love Broadway in Richmond. We'll talk with one of the great performers coming to town in just a moment. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.